Beitza Yerushalmi corresponding to Beitza Bavli Daf Lamed. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek Hamevi. Hamevi kad yayin mimokom lamokim lo yavi v'sal v'kupa v'amevihu al kseifoi lefanov. One who brings jugs of wine from place to place should not bring them in a basket or box, but he may bring them in front of him on his shoulder. Hamolich v'teven lo yafshel esakupa l'achorov. One who carries straw should not sling it behind him, rather he should carry it in his hand. One may begin taking fuel from a pile of straw, but not from the wood straw, which is called the muksa. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanin bar Levi said that the Mishnah is referring to small jugs, the size of which a person can carry two or three in one hand. But if there was one large utensil, it's normal to carry both in front, on his shoulder, and behind him. Rather, what should he do? Just as we said earlier that one may bring a whole animal with its skin, as it's considered an irregular way to carry it, so to here, he should bring the large utensil with a large jug that it's inside. Just as we said that an animal that was slaughtered in the field may not be brought in on a rod, but rather it must be brought in limb by limb, so too he should bring the wine in small jug by jug. Even though he will be forced to walk more, it's still preferable. Rabbi Yudin asked, may a person take straw from a private to a public domain? The Gemara answered that it was taught in our Mishnah. One who carries straw for his animals should not sling it behind him, rather he should carry it in his hand. Masnisa, Commander Amar, Lechol Nefesh Asna Vashoyf Behema Mechlal. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah follows the opinion that when the Pasuk says in Shemos Yud Beis Tev Zayin, except you may make for yourself that which every soul eats, it permits a person to cook on Yom Tov even for their animal. Rabbi's query was according to the opinion that the pasuk does not permit permit cooking for one's animal. But according to the opinion that the pasuk also permits cooking for one's animals, is it not obvious? The case of the Mishnah is obvious. It's obviously permitted as he's taking out the straw to feed his animals. But Rabbi's query is about taking the straw out to burn. And there's a question even according to the opinion that one may cook for one's animals. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yasa, said, fruits that were put out to dry and they finished drying on Yom Tov, they may not be moved because they're muksa, as they were unusable at the onset of Yom Tov. Rabbi Omar Rabbi Shimon, Berei Allah Vavei Lonu Goygus Min Aliyah. Rabbi said, told his son Rabbi Shimon, go up and bring out dried fruits from the attic. Amalei ve'eino asa mishim muksa. Rabbi Shimon, his son, replied, are they not muksa? Amalei v'adayin at lezu ein lecha asa mishim muksa ela te'enim v'anovim b'vad. Rabbi responded, you still need this halacha? The only foods that are muksa are figs and grapes. Amalei v'shimu ba misaltai v'pnei shehen masriches v'entayim. Rabbi Shimon ba misaltai explains, it's because as soon as they begin to dry, they become inedible until they are fully dried. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yasa, it's logical to say that Rabbi spoke to his son about pitzulaya, dates that never ripen on the tree and they're placed in palm branch baskets to ripen. They're dissimilar to figs and grapes as one does not actively reject them and some people eat them. Amalei of Anas of Akein, also Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Bisna, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Be'ilein, pitzulaya, have uvda. Rabbi Yasa replied, I agree. Rabbi Yosef Rabun said that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying the same thing. Amalei Einecha Osa Mishum Muksa Elam Teinim Random Bovad. Rabbi Zeira said that the only food foods that are muksa are figs and grapes. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi B'shem Rabbi Yabor Hadad At Amal Inyan Shabbos Aval Inyan Maisis Kol Advoim Yesh Lahem Muksa. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi quoting Rabbi Yabor said that this is true for the laws of Shabbos, but as for Masos, fruits are only obligated in Maisa when their work is complete. Beforehand, a person may snack on them without the need to separate maisus. Therefore, fruits which are drying on are not obligated to maisus until they're completely dry. Amar Rabbi Yasa, Masnisa Amar Kain, Vagregris, Mishayidosh, of Magura, Mishayagil. Rabbi Yosef says that there's a Mishnah in Masechet Maasos that teaches this at the following times these fruits become obligated at Maasos. Dried figs, when they're trodden inside the barrel, dried figs in a storage bin, when they're pressed together with a roller. And the next thing Mishnah teaches, a nodlin eitzim min ha-sukkah ela min ha-samach lo. One may not take wood from a hut, only from loose wood that's nearby. Mebiim eitzim min ha-sadeh, min ha-mechunas, min ha-karpef, afilu min ha-mefuzal. One may bring wood from the field, from stored wood, and from a karpef, which is an enclosure, even from scattered wood. Ezu karpef, kol shehu samach le'ir, div Reb Yehuda, what's considered a karpef? Reb Yehuda says, whenever it's close to the town. Reb Yosef Omer, kol shenechnasim loy, v'poisachas, afilu v'seich tchum Shabbos. Reb Yosef says, whenever it has a door with a lock, even if it's within the tchum Shabbos. The Gemara says, ein notlim eitzim min ha-sukkah, ela min ha-samach lo. Misha taught that one may not take wood from a hut, only from loose wood that's nearby. Shmuel Amar b'shulay niskavin la'avoysa, avalim niskavin la'avoysa, osa k'shulay hisna, avalim hisna muta. Shmuel said it's permitted when he does not intend to use this wood to widen the hut, but if he did, it's prohibited. And it's true when he didn't make a stipulation that he wishes to use them on Yom Tov, but if he did, then it's permitted. With Nachman by Yaakov boy, v'yesh adam masne le'stor oilin. Rav Nachman by Yaakov asked, can a person stipulate that he permitted to demolish a tent on Yom Tov? V'aimer should say b'shem Shmuel b'nefula should say v'habe Rav Nachman by Yaakov habiba. He would say in the name of Shmuel that it's permitted when the sukkah fell down. There's no issue of destroying. Mukzah is the only issue, and this can be solved with a stipulation in advance. Rav Nachman by Yaakov was doubtful about this answer.